is a burden for people, especially for younger people. He told me that not to make any more, because he made it that one time old woman died, and then they put those matlabs up and made a bottom for her to let her on.
And when it's in the burial.
Yeah. That's why you will get the rotten teeth. You will have rotten teeth, I know. And he told me not to make any more.
What was your uncle's name?
Ulawang.
From Shunmak.
From Shunmak, my mother's uncle. Yes. Old timers, my old uncle. When a man pulled his teeth out, they had to wrap it on a little piece of meat and then give it to the dog.
Oh, really?
So they had some strong teeth.
So the dog would?
And the dog eats on it right away.
What was the purpose now?
Well,
I mean, what was the reason you just gave?
So they have a strong teeth. You
mean the person?
Yeah.
The person who had the
good. Yeah.
Good truth. Yeah, the protection of his teeth. Mm-hmm. Right.
So they will have a strong.
So is that a North Hat custom?
Yes, North Hat.
Upper North Hat?
Yeah.
Bella, I'd ask you about feeding and any customs or practices that could become when an infant is getting new teeth.
Mm-hmm. I know that for sure, because my dad and me feeder out of wood, carved carefully for my teeth. They're using it. It's like round circle shape, and one just like a bone. Put a little hose on the edges.
See, what was the shape of this thing? What
it's like a ring.
Like a ring.
It's ring. Yeah.
Oh, and what kind of wood was it made out of?
Tree.
Regular spruce wood.
Yeah. Dry and dark.
Dry.
Yeah.
So many special part of the tree, or just the good people would use?
Just a tree, yeah. And one straight one. Big thing. And make a hole on the edges to hold.
Oh, I see. So they can hold it with their
hand.
And have it in the ring part to put in their mouth.
The other one.
Oh, they're two different shapes.
Yeah.
One is round, one is circle,
yeah.
Or ring,
mm-hmm.
And the other one is a straighter
shape. Yeah.
How big the diameter, say, or how big are
the straight one was just about 6 inches
long.
Yeah, 6 inches long.
Mm-hmm. Was it somewhat flat or round?
Not too much flat.
More round?
Yeah, more round. But it's kind of flat, not really round.
The plain wood, it was nothing
done to it. Mm-hmm. And that round one, just about coverage of peanuts.
You mean the size. Mm-hmm. And we mentioned mouth and teeth. Could you mention what they did to treat a congested nose, stopped up nose?
Steroids, real clean steroids, not real old ones, fresh steroids. And when it's really blocked, you drop a steroid on to it, let it run way inside, and let it go through the mouth.
Oh.
And take the cold out easy.
Would the person sitting or lying down? Lying down.
Mm-hmm.
Would if you pour it, what kind of oil? Warm or cold?
Warm.
Warm oil.
Mm-hmm. Even when the baby starts to eat, they're using it right now, even.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a fever.
It's really the, even if they put it in the nose or in the ear.
Mm-hmm.
Would they put it in for ear? Could they put it in the nose?
Yes.
To treat ear?
Yes.
To treat
ear?
They put it in the nose.
No, no. Mm-hmm. When they got earache, they use ear like for the ear drop.
In the ear. Put in the ear, outer ear.
Yeah.
Let it run in.
Yeah. And then when the baby's nose cut and the sores on around here, they use it for ointment, the killer.
Like cold sores or something around the mouth or other parts.
I use it myself too one time.
Does it help?
It helps a lot. It takes all the thing off of the nostril out.
Yeah.
And when you can't smell nothing, you could use it too. Because when you get a strong cold, the nose all stuck.
Yeah.
Can't smell nothing.
Yeah.
Can't smell what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
And when you drop your nose inside, it clears out to me and it helps me.
Well, could you tell me the treatment for sore throat, in older in times past?
The old timers used to use when they got the sore throat. And for the other people got the sore throat when they knew it. They used it with an old sock, dirty sock, wrapped it on his throat, and keep it for a long time. It helped too. They used it to
test. Della, can you tell me what the treatment was for an obstruction in the throat in the old days, if something was stuck in a person's throat?
They had that they used to happen that for them, for the old time. When a person gets something stuck on his throat, they used to use a needle from the lake of a terrible, first part of it, they do it hard.
Would this be dried or fresh, you know?
It's fresh, I mean dried.
Dried. Yeah.
Dried. So they used to hold it on the grass. And this one here, the single head for to put the needle on.
Yeah.
They do it, make it stop. Hammer it first, could
break up the fibers.
Yes, and then do it, make it stop. And when it gets wet, really wet, they let it swallow it. Way down.
How big a
piece
of the thing? The whole, from the whole,
from the whole thing.
The main thing in the leg,
yeah.
The lower leg.
Uh-huh. They let him swallow.
Would that be from the hoof of the animal up to the first joint?
Yeah.
Right up
yes.
The hoof?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The main one.
Uh-huh. And then let him swallow it and pull it, cut out. This person is up, then it's not, they let him swallow it more.
Or they're holding on to it?
They're holding it to the egg, I mean, to the egg.
Oh, I see. It's
yeah.
They still have the one end of it.
Yeah.
And they're letting him hold the strong end of it.
Mm-hmm. And let him swallow it.
Mm-hmm.
And then pull it out. Look at that. I just took it out. The bone of a fish, a pellet,
mm-hmm.
and even a bone
I'm bought
animal bone. And the kind of too. They use that one. Time all the time.
But when they took the kino, they had this dried leg, lower leg kino.
Yeah.
And they powdered the one end of it. Would that be the upper end? So they powdered it as a matter at which end.
Yeah.
Would it be the upper end of the kino, or would it matter which end they powdered?
Yeah.
Which end would it be?
That one that goes up to the knee.
Yeah. That end. And they would separate that part, which could be seen, and they would see it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they let him fall around. And then pull out the bone, tooth, bone, or animal bone. What would they do in the case of a child who, say, was too excited or weak to swallow, or was too small? You know?
Small penis. They use small penis.
Well, suppose it was inside.
When they can't see it.
Yeah.
When they see it right on the throat, they use the penis.
Reach into the child's mouth.
But if they, when they notice it, when they notice it, when the child swallows something, because you could notice it at the cup.
Yeah. So.
Then the mother used to do that kind of, even look, but have on it, not force it, bleed it. And then doing same thing.
This would be then in the food passage, not in the wind passage.
Yeah.
It would be the food passage.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose that they had a problem with the wind passage, that is where something had fallen into that part, not in the food, but in the air breathing part.
Mm-hmm.
Then what would they do?
They just let him bow down, hold his head straight, and knock on the back.
Upper back
between shoulders. Right, not on the neck, right, but on the, over there.
Yeah.
Between shoulders.
What's the actual word for that region?
Well,
Tibuk. Yeah.
Tibuk. Knock.
So how about a small, even infant, or a small baby, would they do it the same way?
But they have to hold his mouth, though. Open his mouth, speak or something, and for the pump.
Yeah.
Let him bow down and let somebody hold the head.
Hold his head.
Yeah, hold the head and open his mouth, put something on his feet, on the jaw, leave it open, and then same thing, but you have to use your hand.
Have you ever done this for them?
I do that too many times.
Your own children?
Not to my own children, for the others.
Because they're
job. But one time at Charlotte, while we were busy working hard work on animals, when the lady come to me running, so excited, and she tell me from way ahead, there's one little girl swallow marble.
Choking.
Yeah. Then I go over and just let him just squeeze it. Open his mouth, her grandma holds her head, and then quickly lift it.